Today is Wednesday, September 20th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. How dare you, Nico, sound so slow. Today is National Fried Rice Day. It is also National Pepperoni Pizza Day. And it is National String Cheese Day. So let's look a little bit at fried rice. Let's get some information about it. I've got a lovely photo of fried rice here that nobody can see on an audio. You know, Nico, how dare you? Nico in the chat room says he listens at 20x. I only do like a 10-minute per day show. How are you, like, listening it? You finish it in, I can't do that math, like 30 seconds? I can't imagine you can understand any of the words. So during this food holiday, fried rice stars as the centerpiece of the meal. Its flavor captures the diner's hearts and keeps them coming back for more. Together with shrimp, chicken, or beef, fried rice makes a complete meal. More adventurous foodies can spice it up with a spicy chicken rice. So how to observe Fried Rice Day? If anyone was, you know, eat fried rice. Basically, that's how you do it. But the day encourages families and friends to enjoy a meal out or get a meal to go. So I'm going to say again for all the listeners who are not in the live streaming weekend, I am recording all of these for this week on Saturday evening, which is now. And Mark and I had Panda Express for lunch. But I did not have fried rice, so I didn't really, I had the chow mein. There has been no time to cook during this Pride 48 weekend. But I'm to the point where I was like, well, we had Cane's chicken. We've had McDonald's. We had, you know, what are we going to have now? We need some variety. And so I was like, we're going to have Panda. And so we had Panda, although I didn't have fried rice. They do a thing that I like though. So they have these cream cheese rangoons. I'm not a huge fan of seafood, as we all know. I am not a huge fan of seafood. And so basically I will get crab rangoon, which I'm assuming everybody knows what that is. But anyway, I will get crab rangoon. But man, Panda does a cream cheese that has no crab in it. Much better. Just cream cheese and a wonton. It's fried. It's wonderful. But, I know in Crab Rangoon, you really can't taste the crab, but if you go to a nicer Chinese place like Panda Express or not Panda Express, okay, I'm going to say something. It's going to make me look like a redneck right now in front of everyone. Apologies, everyone, for that. But if you go to a nice Chinese restaurant like P.F. Chang's, I know that's funny. Sometimes they taste crabby when you get the crab rangoon. I'm like, oh, I don't like that. Like, I don't want it to taste more crabby. So Panda Express does, you know, they do just the cream cheese. And, so I enjoyed that. I'm a librarian in the chat room. I told them they could actually ask me questions. By the way, whatever you call it when you put an at in front of it, I can't remember now, getting old. But if you do that to my name, that will help me know you're talking to me. What will you miss about the live streaming event now that it's retired? Just hanging out with all of my friends. I think because all of us, you know, we were all friends. We are all friends. Well, I don't want to presume, folks, but I think we are all friends. And we don't get together a lot because, so really this live streaming weekend is like getting together, and people who don't have friends that are like all over the world may not understand that. But when we get together for the live streaming weekend, basically just seeing each other is what we're doing. I mean, we're doing our shows, but we're basically just catching up, you know, like Mike and Joe do. So that's probably what I will miss the most. Mittens in the chat room. Hi, Mittens. I'm having trouble breathing at the moment. Anyway, he says, you celebrated Fried Rice Day every day because, you know, you're a rice queen living with a potato queen. Yeah, exactly. Mark makes good fried rice. It's, I don't know, I've heard that the secret to good fried rice is to use rice that's a day old. So he makes extra rice like one day, and then he puts it in the refrigerator, like the leftovers, he puts it in the refrigerator. And the next day or whenever, you know, breakfast, that's a common one, breakfast. Take the rice. I don't know the exact recipe. Mark can give you guys the recipe, but if you want it. But it's basically a shit ton of garlic. And you just fry the rice and it perfumes and, you know, it smells and tastes like garlic and salt and like all. It's very simple. I mean, there's not a lot of ingredients in it. I love garlic, though. So he does a great job doing that. But yeah, I suppose I am a bit of a rice queen. I don't know. Okay, let's look and see what was on the old Trello here. So let's play another email from Andy Scott. I know it was yesterday when I played the other one, but we got another one.
Hi, Adam. I realized very rudely that I did not
leave my name.
The last email or voicemail, email, isn't that silly? So the last voicemail that I sent you, and I hate when people call and just assume that you know who they are. So this is your Auntie Scott, and that last call was from me, and this is Sausage Woodland Hill.
Well, thank you for your call. I'm glad. And I hope people remember from yesterday, your voicemail from yesterday, because, you know, I split them up. It was wrong of me to do that, but I needed content for the whole week. And I asked you guys to call in, and how many calls did I get? Like 3. I mean, I'm appreciative of the calls. Don't get me wrong. I appreciate the calls. But when I ask for calls, folks, come on. Let's call in the show. So the next thing I wanted to bring up is, and I probably should be talking about this on Throwing Down tomorrow, which, by the way, you know, I'm doing Throwing Down on Sunday. But Mark and I we've kind of run out of shows. We, you know, the strike is going on and we really like TV. Well, I'm just going to say I really love TV. I think I am tiring Mark of TV. Because he's at the point where I go downstairs and he's sitting in a dark living room with no television on and doing something else. And I'm like, oh, you're not watching TV? And he's like, no, we watch like 15 hours of TV a day. I'm not watching TV. He didn't really say that, but he's like, yes, I'm tired of TV. We watch a lot of TV. If I could get paid to watch TV, I would. That would be the dream, really, in all honesty. But we're out of shows, and so we have gone back to my comfort food, I will say, which is Food Network, or should we say the Guy Fieri Network. And there was this show that we hadn't really watched because once we started streaming, and then there was all of that. I mean, there was all of that Discovery Plus, and then they were putting the Mitten says this is the geeky day where you talk about your life, not mine. Okay. I know you're listening. I didn't say anything bad about you. Now I lost my place. I lost my bike or whatever you say. But anyway, Food Network. We just got out of the habit of watching Food Network because all of this streaming stuff, Discovery Plus, like all of that kind of stuff. And, so we went back to it, and I swear, first of all, Food Network is the Guy Fieri Network at this point. I heard that Bobby Flay Because Bobby Flay is like the original OG. Like he basically started Food Network, or he was their first air quote celebrity chef or whatever. And I heard when they were doing their contract negotiations, they gave Guy Fieri more than Bobby Flay was going to be making. And so Bobby Flay threatened to quit unless he didn't get like more than Guy Fieri. But we've been watching this this Tournament of Champions. Anyway, it's a Guy Fieri, and it's enjoyable. I mean, I don't hate Guy Fieri. I remember when he was on Food Network Star. But they have these, you know, supposedly like the top level chefs, and some of them are Food Network. Like you'll see, who am I thinking of? I'm thinking like Alex Guarnaschelli. You'll see Antonio LaFaso, and I don't know if anybody knows these names because I used to be like a big Food Network watcher all the time. But then, you know, and they have Top Chef folks that come on there as well. But Alex, one of my favorite Food Network personalities at the moment, she lost round one against some nobody that nobody's ever seen. And now what I'm wondering is, and you know, what a shocker, are these Food Network chefs not really that good? Are they, you know, it's like, are they really not all that good? All these people are coming on and beating all of the Food Network personalities. And Alex never came back. She was on season one. She never came back. She was like, I'll be a judge. And so she was a judge starting the next year. They had Kat Cora on there. She lost. She was like an Iron Chef on Food Network. She lost, came back the next season as a judge. I don't know if they can do it, these Food Network chefs. Stand up to the competition of all these Top Chef people. I don't know. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.